Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge des Marketing Meets Technology Podcast. Mein Name ist Timon Hartung und ich bin der Geschäftsführer und Gründer von der Voxo, Technologieberatung für Suchmaschinenoptimierung, AI und Data. Und ich hatte gerade die Ehre, diesen spannenden Podcast aufzunehmen, und es geht tatsächlich um wirklich was Bahnbrechendes. Dale Bertrand ist der Präsident und Gründer von Fire & Spark, einer Agentur aus den USA, und die beschäftigen sich seit 20 Jahren mit Suchmaschinenoptimierung und auch sehr, sehr viel mit natürlich dem Thema AI. Er hat selber einen Computer-Background und hat selber an Supercomputern gearbeitet. Deswegen der perfekte Gesprächspartner für das ganze Thema. Aber das, was so verrückt ist, er zeigt die Zukunft von Suchmaschinenoptimierung, aber auch im Prinzip von Online-Marketing im organischen Bereich. Und das ist wirklich mindblowing, weil so habe ich das noch nirgendwo gehört. Und ganz ehrlich, es ist auf der einen Seite eine krasse Opportunity und auf der anderen Seite einfach auch ein bisschen beängstigend, was da passieren wird in den nächsten, ich sag mal, 18 Monaten. Und deswegen lohnt es sich absolut zuzuhören. Der Podcast ist tatsächlich auf Englisch, weil Dale natürlich aus den USA kommt. Deswegen schaut ihn euch gerne auch ein bisschen langsamer an oder übersetzt ihn euch selber mit ChatGPT. Das geht natürlich auch. Aber es ist auf jeden Fall lohnenswert, wenn ihr im Online-Marketing seid, euch diesen Podcast anzuhören, weil das ist der Tenor, der auf jeden Fall kommen wird, unausweichlich sein wird. Und das ist viel mehr als nur, dass Google ein bisschen Gemini in die Suche einbaut, sondern es ist einfach viel, viel mehr. Und ich muss echt sagen, ich fand es total krass gerade und für mich hat es total die Augen geöffnet. Deswegen, ich wünsche euch viel Spaß dabei. Und Dale ist natürlich auf der SMX München 2025 als Keynote-Speaker eingeladen. Und das ist hundertprozentig sinnvoll, weil dieses Thema muss jeder gehört haben. Das ist ein Gedankenanstoß, der jetzt vielleicht noch wie Zukunft sich anhört. Aber ich bin mir sicher, wenn wir in 18 Monaten zurückschauen, ist das ganze Thema überall eingezogen. Und es wird genauso passieren, wie er es gesagt hat. Und daraus ergeben sich aber unfassbare Opportunities für alle Firmen da draußen, für alle Brands da draußen und natürlich für alle Online-Marketer auch. Und deswegen wirklich super viel Spaß mit diesem Podcast und los geht's.
Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Marketing Meets Technology. Hier hörst du Insights zu Digital-Marketing-Strategien und Technologien. Viel Spaß bei dieser Folge.
So, welcome to a new session of the Marketing Meets Technology podcast. And I have an absolute treat here for you today. And this is because I have Dale Bertrand here for the founder and president of Fire and Spark. Is that correct? Fire and Spark is the name of your company.
Yes, yes. We went with Fire and Spark because it was the only domain that was available.
I know that story 100%. I know that 100% with the domains which are available. I mean, most of the domains have been gone for so many years. And but to be honest, you have 20 years of SEO experience and online marketing experience. So it's been a long time. And but the domain, to be honest, is also really amazing. It's such a great domain, by the way. And
We got it for $10, which is how we named the company. So
that's amazing. I mean, you know the story from Google, right? They tried to register something different, and then they went to the office with a paper, and they misspelled it, and that's why it came out as Google, and then they just kept it because it was such a big hassle to do it.
So funny. I never heard that story.
But in 1996 or something like that, and it was supposed to be, I think, with different spelling, and it's a famous story, but that's really amazing. So you're an absolute expert in generative AI and SEO. You have over 20 years of experience, obviously not in AI, but in SEO and online marketing. And you're keynoting the SMX in Munich in 2025, which is going to be really, really interesting. And you're going to talk about why generative AI is going to be so amazing for inbound marketing. And I want to talk to you about that. And, well, give me a few sentences about yourself and we'll kick off this podcast session.
So I am Dale Bertrand, as everyone probably knows from that. But I have a technical background. I studied AI in grad school. So that was a long time ago, let's say 25 years ago. So 25 years ago, I was in school. I was a software developer. I was thinking about building computers, and I actually took a job building a supercomputer after college.
Wow.
And in grad school, we were studying AI, working on computer vision algorithms. And then you fast forward into like 10 years after school, I switched from engineering to marketing. So now instead of solving technical problems, I was solving marketing campaign issues, because the world of marketing was transitioning from traditional marketing to digital marketing. And what I find really fascinating is now the marketing world is transitioning from digital marketing to AI marketing. And that's what I'm going to be talking about at SMX. I'm going to be talking about inbound marketing and how it's changing with generative AI.
That's amazing. Tell me a bit more about that, because, but also for the German audience listening, you've been at one of the, you know, more famous universities as well in the US, right? And in Germany, we all know Harvard, but which one did you go to? It was quite a, it's quite a famous one in the US, right?
But, well, I went to Brown University, which is quite famous in Providence, Rhode Island. So I don't know if people would have heard of it in Germany.
I have actually, I mean, we obviously know in Germany, we know Stanford, we know Princeton, we know Harvard. But Brown University, for everybody who's listening, is actually quite famous as well, especially, I think, in the sciences. And I've heard it in different talks with several people. And that's always really, you know, very, very cool that you went to that university, to put it that way.
Yeah, I've learned a lot there. I met my wife there.
Oh, wow.
And I live pretty close still to Providence, Rhode Island. So I definitely had a great job, a great time there. So there's a 20-story building that's a library on campus. It's the Sciences Library. And they set up lights in all the windows so you can play Tetris on the side of that building, which is a lot of fun. So that's what I remember from college.
That's so cool. And obviously, I mean, the supercomputer stuff you're working on, this is all, I mean, this is all leading up to the AI we have today. Without them, there would be no AI. Without SEO, there'd be no AI. Without the internet, there would be no AI. So it's really cool. But can you elaborate a bit on how, you know, generative AI is reshaping inbound marketing? Because I think that's your main topic at SMX. And I just want to give it, you know, give it a bit more perspective for people who are thinking about coming to SMX, people who are already at SMX, but thinking about attending your keynote, which everybody, of course, should.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fascinating topic for me because so much is changing at the same time. We know that search engine technology has been changing for a while because companies like Google are innovating around AI. They're building AI technology and integrating it with their traditional search engine. That's been happening for many, many years. But now we have generative AI. And generative AI changes the search experience. Instead of a research project, when you're looking for an answer to a question, you can get a direct answer. It can tell you the time zone a city is in, or it can tell you, give you a recipe for a specific dish that you're looking for. It can give you a direct answer to the question. What search engines used to do was give you 10 websites to go to where you get to read articles and figure out the answer for yourself and figure out what's true. That's a research project. That is not the information that you're looking for. And that changes inbound marketing, because the way inbound marketing works is that we as marketers would create educational content, maybe blog articles or guides or comparison pieces, whatever it is. And that was the fuel that fed the search engine beast like Google.
Yeah.
And when you kept the beast fed, it would treat you well and give you traffic. And that was a symbiotic relationship between marketers and search engines. But that's breaking down. It's breaking down because the search engines don't need your content. They're not sending you as much traffic as they were previously. When you create that educational content, the search engines are still happy to ingest it and use it as training for their AI, which is different from back in the day when they would send you traffic in response to the content that you were creating. So now we as marketers need to figure out, well, what is next? Should we be continue creating all of this content? Google's happy for you to continue creating it because they want more content to create their AI. You know, we've been working for Google for a long time as marketers.
Yeah.
And, you know, making them rich. They're like a $3 trillion company now on the backs of marketers who have been doing all of that work for them. At least in the past, we were getting traffic in customers, it was a fair trade, but that's starting to go away. So now we have to figure out, well, what do we do next? And the way that I'm thinking about it is organic marketing, organic traffic, organic customers. That used to mean direct response from search engines. You create the content, you get, and in response, you get traffic from searches. That traffic converts into customers and revenue, and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But now organic is just much broader than that. Organic is your customers out in the wild on the internet searching for your products and services because they still need help. They're still looking for solutions to their problems, but they're looking in search engines and not clicking. They're looking in private communities. They're looking in social media. They're asking their friends online, maybe in a WhatsApp conversation, or they're turning to ChatGPT and having a conversation with generative AI or Perplexity, or they're looking at a Google, you know, an AI overview and then just bouncing without ever clicking on something. So your customers are still out there. They're organically searching. They're making purchase decisions and they're clicking on that buy button. And they're going to click on that buy button on your site or your competitor's site, but it depends on how visible you are organically. Are you visible when in the AI overviews? Are you visible in ChatGPT? Are you visible in private communities? Are you visible where your customers are having conversations about brands like yours, about the products you sell, about the services that you offer? And that's what matters. What up until now, the majority of those conversations were happening on the search results page, but that's starting to change. Those conversations are shifting onto LinkedIn and Facebook and TikTok and Amazon and YouTube and the comments on YouTube videos, right? Yeah, that's what we need to be thinking. And for every brand, your customers are hanging out somewhere different. Like I can't tell you to go to YouTube and start hanging out in the comments there because that's where your customers are hanging out. I don't know where your customers are hanging out. We're moving from a world where the answer was Google for almost every brand. But in 2026, the answer is going to be different for every brand, depending on where your customers hang out. So you got to start figuring out, where are your customers going? Are they staying on Google? Are they shifting to ChatGPT? Is there a private community that you need to be a part of today in order to get ahead of it? And that's what you need to be figuring out to get in front of this organic demand that right now it's still on Google. But where's it going to be in 2026? And that's what we're starting to think about.
Mind blown, to be honest, really. I have been thinking about this, obviously, from a perspective, Perplexity perspective and a ChatGPT perspective, but not from all the other channels like WhatsApp and so on. This is crazy. Can we do something? Are we all lost? Are we never going to get traffic again?
Or? You've got to change your mindset. Think of the world before the internet.
Yeah.
Organic was talking to my neighbor on the porch like, hey, I see that your lawn looks great. Who are you using to mow your lawn, to fertilize your lawn? What grass seed did you buy? What lawnmower do you use? How often do you mow it? Do you water it? Like that was organic before the internet. Then the internet came along and everybody started using search engines. So organic was Google. So you've got to figure out for your brand, what does organic mean going forward? Right now, and I got to be careful. Like today, it's still Google. Today.
Yeah.
Like in 2025, it's still Google. I get that. But we got to change our definition of organic so that when it shifts in 2026, you've got the right definition and you know it, because it's going to be different for every brand. What matters is, where are the conversations that you need to be a part of to get in front of your audience when they're searching, when they realize they have a problem and they start looking for a solution, the type of solution that your products and services solve? Where are your customers having the conversations you need to be a part of?
This is really crazy, because now, as you mentioned it, we have seen customers where obviously Perplexity and ChatGPT has a small percentage of traffic. But we also see that a certain percentage of users have been showing up from Reddit. This is not for every company, but from some. They have a lot of traffic from Reddit. Some of them have a lot of traffic from Instagram. So this is happening. This is happening right now as we're speaking. But the question is, how can we research this to find out where the traffic is coming from? And how do we, as marketers, as SEOs specifically, we have to totally change, right? We have to adapt again.
Because you're spoiled. Like, what you want me to tell you is, what's the new platform?
Yeah.
What you want me to tell you is, oh, the new platform's Reddit, go.
Yeah.
But that might not be the answer for your brand. And then also what you want me to tell you is, well, what analytics platform do I use, do I look at to find the answer?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be one analytics platform.
No. We have to work again. It's time. But this is
but you're gonna earn your paycheck. Doesn't that feel great?
No, it feels actually really great, because everybody's been optimizing for Google for such a long time that there's not really space anymore for new competitors or for any crazy upturn, right? There's no chance to really do something that changes the company fundamentally in profits or in new customers. But what you're just saying is that there's so much opportunity.
We have the opportunity to grow our brand's visibility in all of these dark corners of the internet. These are corners of the internet where the traffic isn't measured, where the conversations aren't measured, where our brand's visibility is unseen because there's no channel for it in Google Analytics.
Yeah.
Like, full stop. Think about how crazy that is. It's like, if it's crazy. Not in Google Analytics, it doesn't exist. Yeah. That is our mindset right now.
That is so crazy because that is so true. So when we talk to companies, and obviously we have GDPR in Germany, and they say, hey, we only see like this amount of click coming through analytics. We're like, no, this is like only half of the truth. A lot of traffic is coming, but you can't see it in analytics. There's a lot of data missing in analytics. And you're absolutely right. What doesn't exist in analytics just doesn't, they're not going to invest 1 cent into it.
Yeah, and what we need to think about is, are there conversations happening online and even offline about your brand, about the types of products and services that you sell, that you would love to influence, that you would love to be a part of? You want your brand to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, are they happening? And the answer is obviously yes, when you think about it.
Obviously, yes.
And then when you start to, then you're like, okay, well, what percentage of the conversations is measurable in Google Analytics as organic traffic from Google versus everything else? And when you start thinking about it, you're like, holy crap, what I'm measuring, what I'm looking at is probably a small percentage of all of those conversations.
Yeah.
And then the next logical leap is, well, wait a minute, there's a lot more going on out there that I know I can influence, and I know it would grow my brand, it would drive revenue, it would grow my customer base. I would get richly rewarded for it with promotions and bonuses and all that good stuff as a marketer. The only problem is I can't directly measure it. Is it worth doing? If it would get me to the promised land, it would get my business, it would grow my business, my executives would be happy with the results, but I can't directly measure it.
That is a very good question.
Now we got to think, like, do I have the fortitude to do it? Does my organization appreciate the fact that revenue's up, but it's not perfectly attributable? And not every organization does, right? Like, that gets into, like, okay, you might need a new job.
No, this is going to be...
If you're making good things happen and they don't recognize it, then go make good things happen somewhere else. But that is the world that we're in.
100%. This is absolutely business changing for some companies. I think in the beginning, it's going to be very few who see the opportunity, who are going to take hold of it with a lot of risk on their side, obviously, because they don't know what's going to happen. And then we're going to have those that are going to step in when it's, you know, proven. And then there's going to be those who are still on Google in 2030 and haven't done anything, and they have shrunk. That's going to be the case. But this is crazy because, you know, when TikTok came out, this was such a big platform where you could advertise and really gain a leap in front of your competitors. And now we're seeing that shift, but this time it's so big, it's so fundamental, because I don't see Perplexity and ChatGPT search going away. I don't see Reddit getting smaller, or these discussions getting smaller you're talking about, and even WhatsApp or iMessage. You know, it's going to happen even more and more and more. People are going to discuss more and more and more. So it's the first time that we have to think about marketing again as a huge whole, like 360 degrees, and find out really where our community is hanging out and engage with them. I'm not sure how we're going to do this on WhatsApp, but I totally understand how that works on Reddit.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, when I make this argument, where a lot of times where people go is they say, oh, yeah, Dale, that makes a lot of sense. So Google must be dead.
No.
It's like, no way. Like, the logical extension of this is Google's actually going to win this competition. It's just like Google's going to look different than it does today.
Yeah.
I posted this on LinkedIn just this morning. My business for my agency, you know, we have 25 people. So we just bought some software. So we needed 20, 25 seats. So we spent some time researching software and negotiating our purchase of this software. And we went through three stages, like one stage where we were gathering information about all the different options out there. Then we went through a second stage where we were making a decision. We were evaluating, looking at the terms. We did some demos. Then we did a final stage where we were looking to make a transaction, get the final pricing, do some final negotiation, swipe the credit card. And at the beginning, for information, we were using ChatGPT and Google Deep Research. Those are AI tools, not search engines, to gather all that information. Yeah. And then when we were doing the comparison, you know, Perplexity was really the right tool because we had a few different platforms and we wanted to understand what are reviewers saying about these platforms? Are there any, like, you know, information out on the web that we don't know about these three platforms that you might be able to dig up? Then we did our demos. And then when it came time to transact, we went to Google because we had one that we were excited about, but we just needed to find the, you know, talk to a salesperson link, find some more information, find some case studies, find the API because we know we're going to want to get technical with this platform. So we're on Google because we're about to transact with this company. So that's three different types of search engines that we're using during this complex sale. And that's the way that I'm thinking about search going forward, where consumers, and this is really the 2026 timeframe, for a consumer's consumer, you know, sale or even like a B2B type of sale, you can imagine that they're getting smarter. Over the last 10 years, consumers have gotten smarter where they're doing more research on their own before they engage with a brand around the sale. But that's going to intensify where consumers are going to get smarter about using different tools for different types of searches during different stages of their purchase, just like I just described. And we as marketers need to make sure that we are optimizing the right type of information, the right type of content for the right type of technology. And we need to make sure we know what types of technology our customers are using, because that's going to be different for every market. You can imagine an impulse buy where somebody's going online, hey, I need some diapers.
Yeah.
That's a very different search from somebody who's buying a commercial water filtration system for a brewery that might cost $500,000.
Yes.
It's just very different, right? So I can't tell you the search platform your customers are using, and I can't tell you the platforms where they're hanging out and having conversations about your brand and about the types of products and services that you sell. But you as a marketer need to learn the tools and the skill set to figure that out. Because there's a lot, there's so much opportunity, so much opportunity. These are greenfield opportunities because so few marketers understand the shift that is underway.
This is actually amazing. And I love that you're presenting this as a keynote, because I think this is like 1000% keynote material, because people need to hear this. Not many people are talking about this. I think you're the first person I've heard talk about this. And this is like, this is even further than just Perplexity and ChatGPT. So I'm really blown away by this, and thank you for opening my mind to this, because this is actually going to change our approach for the next, you know, services we're going to offer to our clients to help them grow, because it is really a green field. Nobody's playing that yet, or only you are playing it yet. Just a few agencies are really taking advantage of this. So this is basically something where even a smaller brand can really grow fast, because they can use this advantage to their own with little marketing budgets.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm looking forward to grabbing a beer in Munich. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody and hanging out.
Absolutely. Where can people actually get in touch with you before and after the show? Like, is like LinkedIn the best way to reach out to you?
Yeah, I hang out on LinkedIn. Our website is fireandspark.com, all spelled out. And if you want to reach out to me directly, I'm dale@fireandspark.com or LinkedIn. And if you're coming to SMX in Munich, like, definitely let's meet up in person. Yeah. So reach out to me. Let me know you're going to be there. Should be a great event.
Amazing. So definitely everybody who's listening to this, you should come to SMX, and you should definitely listen to the keynote from Dale, because this is going to be way more content than that. And I think he's going to show you some solutions, some examples where this is going. And this is the future of online marketing, to be honest. And organic is going to get way bigger than it has been before, and way more opportunity in organic. So see you all there. And Dale, thank you for your time. See you soon in Munich. And man, I'm looking forward to talking to you more about generic AI and all the things that's coming.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me today. And I'll see you in Munich.
Take care. Bye-bye. And talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Das war's für diese Folge von Marketing Meets Technology. Bis zum nächsten Mal.